Ahava blessings. Welcome to this episode of Embodying the Shehinah. This podcast is here to support and guide us during these times of accelerating, intensifying energy to embody, integrate, remember our soul essence. I am your host. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, Reiki master, energy and sound alchemist. And in this sound activation, we are going to align with the frequencies of this 999 portal that we are in, even though it's Friday the 12th, if you're listening to this. We can align with portals such as these at any time. And I do share some wisdom on the significance of the 9. It is not a portal for manifestation, even though some people do say it is. It's just not, because the moon, and I go into it in the companion episode, so I do invite you to take a listen to. This is a time, because where there are endings and completions of cycles, there's new beginnings. This is a time to go within, to allow the wisdom to be illuminated to you as to what needs to be shed and cleared from your field in order for you to birth something new. So we are going to focus this sound activation on precisely that, receiving the wisdom, going within, aligning with this deep wisdom, allowing it to inform us as to what needs to be shed from our being. This is a sound activation, so if you are new, a little bit of housekeeping. This is a sound activation. Sound activations are energetic healings. They are energy healing sessions. They are energetic transmissions. So I encourage you to create a sacred space around you. So for the next hour and 15 minutes, this is completely you time. Light a candle, burn some incense, get yourself nice and comfy, have some tea, get your journal, get a pen. Just really allow this time to be completely dedicated for you and your intention. The intention overall is to align with our soul, with the divine, and to allow that wisdom to infuse our lives and our actions. You, of course, can add any intention you like to the sound activation as well. It is your space. If you are listening to this on a platform like iHeartRadio, I strongly encourage you to go to my website, sophianiccreation.com/podcasts, and listen to it for free there, or choose a platform of your choice that does not interfere with what is being transmitted. So no advertisements, no squirrely information, no cutting into the body every 5 minutes or whatever, none of that. We want our energy to be pristine and to know what we are aligning to. And when you're meditating, this is particularly important. When you're receiving energy healings, very, very important. So make sure that you know the platform and you know they do not cut into the body of this episode with advertisements. If you are driving or operating heavy machinery, please don't try to meditate. Just wait until you're home. Wait until you can really dedicate yourself to this practice. You can be seated or lying down. I highly encourage lying down simply because it's going to be an hour-ish of time where you're going to be really aligning and receiving these frequencies of these wonderful crystal alchemy singing bowls. So lie down, get yourself comfy. You can have your palms up to receive the energy, or you can have your right hand on your heart, the left on your womb space, your hara, your lower abdomen. In men, you also have a womb space. It's just energetic, not physical. Us female embodied creatures, we have both energetic and physical, which is what makes our power to manifest that much more intense. So any other housekeeping that I have forgotten? Long deep breathing, eyes closed. You can have an eye pillow if you prefer. And with that, let's get into this beautiful sound activation, allowing us to align, to go within, and to open to receive. Long deep breathing. Envisioning the golden light of Shehinah, the Holy Spirit, the divine feminine presence, beginning to stream in through the ethers from the cosmic womb, the Avun, through the portal of the sun, receiving the golden light of Shekhinah. And as we receive this golden light, we begin by calling in the directions, beginning with the direction of the north, the element of air, the Ruhau. I call upon the Ruhau to bring us clarity, wisdom, focus, discernment. Teach us the wisdom of air. Purify our thoughts and our words. I call in Archangel Raphael, healer of mind and body. I call in your healing energy, asking that you fill our beings with the breath of life and nourish our spirits with your gentle breeze. Infuse us with the sacred breath of Shekhinah as I call on El Shaddai to activate the power of the word within us. I call in the direction of the south, the element of water, the Maya. I call upon the Maya and the Mayim and the Shemayim, the higher and the lower waters of creation, to flow through us, nurturing, nourishing, purifying our hearts and our womb spaces. Teach us the wisdom of water, of ease, flow, abundance, fertility, and creation. I call in the direction of the east, the element of fire, the Nukhra. I call upon the Nukhra to burn clean what is stagnant, dense in our energy fields, alchemizing and transmuting it into light. Teach us the wisdom of fire, of alchemy, transformation, transmutation. I call on Archangel Uriel, keeper of the fire, illuminator of truth. I call in your fiery presence, asking that you guide us into deep alignment with truth, purify our energy fields, alchemize what no longer serves us, illuminate our path forwards today and every day, as I call on El Shaddai to activate the Huba within us, the sacred flame of holy desire, desire that is in alignment with soul, with the divine. I call in the direction of the west, the element of earth, the Arha. I call upon the Arha to bring us grounding, stability, safety, protection, security. Teach us the wisdom of the earth. Teach us the wisdom of the lands upon which we walk, allowing us to live in greater reverence, harmony, and alignment with the earth, allowing us to connect with her wisdom. I call upon Archangel Michael, protector of the earth. Call in your fiery blue energy, allowing the cobalt blue flame to purify and alchemize our energy and physical bodies, forming a layer of protective blue flame around us, around our homes, and around our spaces. I call upon El Shaddai to activate, purify and activate our physical vessel, as I call in our spirit guides, the angels and archangels, the light beings of the highest vibrations of unconditional love, light, healing. I call upon Mary Magdalene, medium Hamigdal, Kala Mashiha, and Yeshua Mashiha, as they hold the divine union template of the Christos Magdala lineage. I call upon Mother Anna, grandmother of Yeshua, keeper of the soul codes of the Book of Life, keeper of the light conception codes. I call upon Mother Mary, Saratamara, Christ the Child, of sacred union of Yeshua and medium. I call in the Pleiadians, seven sisters, the Hathors, light beings of the highest vibrations of unconditional love, light healing. I call upon our star brothers and sisters, Lemurians, Sirians, Arcturians, Andromedans, light beings of the highest frequencies of love, our ancestors in healed space, and the guardians of the earth. Ourselves to connect with the deep wisdom we hold as we breathe deeply, calling in Shekhinah, Alaha, Divine Mother, Father, God, Goddess, and all of the light beings of the Desert Rose lineage. Breathing the golden light into the Heted, allowing our connection to the Divine Mother, Father, God, Goddess, Alaha, to be strengthened. Removing the veil anywhere we have felt disconnected. Come back. Remember your oneness. Remember, we have never been separate from the divine. Breathing the golden light from the Heter into the Chokhmah, to the right of the right ear. And the Bina to the left of the left ear, activating these two Sefirots. Activating the third eye, the Ajna. Allowing the third eye to open as we clear away the veils from our vision, from our intuition, from our knowing. Bringing in healing to any lifetimes, any experiences where we have allowed ourselves to be abused or misused, our knowing, the wisdom we hold inside. Letting go of the guilt and the shame, and just embracing the lessons, allowing ourselves to receive the golden light and to clear away veils from our intuition. Clearing away patterns, traumas, karmas, limiting beliefs, agreements we entered into knowingly, unknowingly, subconsciously, or unconsciously. Surrendering them into the golden light. Strengthening our connection to our intuition, to the feeling, knowing, being, seeing, hearing. And from the Bina, breathe the golden light into the right of the right shoulder, into the Hesed, and to the left of the left shoulder, into the Gevura, opening, activating these Sefirots, connection to the throat, to our voice, to speaking our truth, to expressing our soul through the voice. Allowing the fear, the constraints we have felt and placed upon ourselves to slowly be surrendered into the golden light to receive restore us into remembrance that we are whole, we are complete, we are sovereign. Our power lies within. Nothing and no one outside of us can take it from us. All we have to do is breathe and call our energy to us. And any agreements we entered into, any cords, any hooks, any judgments, whether we entered into them knowingly or unknowingly, consciously, unconsciously, or subconsciously, wherever these patterns and cords and contracts may lie, allow the golden light to melt them away, returning to sender all energies that are not ours, as we feel our energy coming back into wholeness, completeness, knowing we are whole and sovereign, strengthening our confidence, knowing we are deserving and worthy of our soul's desire, as our soul's desire is desire that is in alignment with the light, with creation, the divine, with soul. Breathing deeply, opening. From the Hod, breathe the golden light into the Yesod, into the sacred waters of your creation, allowing the golden light to activate and alchemize any dense energy in your womb space. So any patterns, any karmas, any traumas, any limiting beliefs, anywhere that we hold on to stuff that is not ours, that we no longer wish to carry. Clearing away pain and loss. shame, clearing it from the womb. Sephirot, the tree of life, into the ethers, a a reminder that we are bridges of pure consciousness. Your body is sacred as this bridge for the divine and the earth. As we feel our physical and energy bodies pulsing with the diamond white light of Gaia and the crystalline energy of Mother Earth in every cell and every sephirot and the golden light of Shekhinah in every energy center, envisioning the golden light and the diamond white light merging, fusing to become a violet flame in the Ajna third eye, a turquoise flame in the heart, and a magenta flame in the Yesod. Envision these three flames getting brighter, giving each of them temperature, a density, a shape. As we envision ourselves within the turquoise flame of the heart space, deeper into this sacred portal, into the crystalline womb within the turquoise flame. In this turquoise flame, our spirit guides are around us. The Hathor step forward, guiding us through a portal of brilliant white light. And then to the other side, we emerge in a radiant city of light as we are guided into a sacred temple of light in the Pleiades. Temple to restore order in our heart, to restore our confidence, our sovereignty, so we can remember our truth, our expression, our light. We are guided of this temple, the innermost chamber, hearing sacred mantras around you, tones, crystalline light flowing. We open to receive Advaita, Advaita, Advaita. Thank you. crystalline bed, surrounded by love and grace, the Hathors, all of the light beings who love and guide us. You're invited to rise. Stepping off the crystalline bed, and as you are guided forward, a Hathor places a robe around your shoulders, a crown atop your head, and she offers you a gift, a symbol. This symbol is placed on the palms of your hands and on your heart. And as we bow our heads in reverence, in gratitude and love, we are guided out of the temple. Opened in front of us, and through it we step into the threshold, arriving in the turquoise flame in the heart. Knowing we are divine union, we are whole, we are sovereign, we are complete. We are infinite love, creation unfolding. Breathe deeply, feeling all parts of yourself in the turquoise flame. And on the next exhale, feel yourself expand beyond the turquoise flame to fill every cell, every organ, muscle, bone, marrow, hair follicle in your being, radiating the pure light and love that you are. Calling all parts of you to this here and now moment. You can wiggle your fingers and your toes, keeping your eyes closed. Turn on your right side if that feels good. If not, just remain in your same position. As we give thanks, to the direction of the north, the element of air, the Ruhau and Archangel Raphael. We thank you for the healing. To the south, the waters, the Maya, the Mayim, and the Shemayim. Archangel Gabriel. To the east, the fire, the Nukhra, Archangel Uriel. The west, the earth, the Arha, and Archangel Mikael. We thank you in gratitude to Mariam Hamigdal, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Grandmother Anna, Sarat Tamar, light beings of the Desert Rose lineage. Pleiadians, the seven sisters, the Hathors, our star brothers and sisters, the guardians of the land, our ancestors, Shekhinah, Alaha, Divine Mother, Father, God, Goddess. In gratitude, in grace and love, we give thanks to ourselves and to this space and to all of the light beings parts of you in this here and now moment. Sovereignty, our oneness, for wisdom and guidance. And what an amazing healing. I do encourage you to drink plenty of water, lots of water, please. The Pleiadian energies are very potent, so please drink plenty of water, ground, nourish your body, take a salt bath. Pay attention to your dreams, as your dreams will give you greater insight as to what we received. And if you would like to connect with me, you can find me on Instagram at Audialada and at Embodying the Shehinah, as well as on YouTube at Audialada. All of that is linked below. I welcome the opportunity to connect with you, and if you have any questions or if you want to share what you received from the Hathors, please feel free to do so. You can reach out to me. Please don't forget to drink plenty of water. I'm going to do that as soon as we finish. Have a blessed day of the goddess, a blessed Shabbat. Ahava. I will see you in the next episode, and don't forget to tune in to the energies of this 999 portal. Have a blessed Shabbat and a blessed day of the goddess. Ahava.